my whole brain was out of tune. My whole brain was out of tune. I don't know how to tune a brain, do you? I went into a brain shop. They said they'd have to rebuild the whole head.
Hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Williams.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
serve for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The orders were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Dessert, there was fattening confetti and the veins of a mummy named a Betty. I first found upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti. Has the cartilage gone? The swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than it water. The blood stains the belt, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Oh, that's a new slapper, Igor. Dracula lived in a stony palace with his wife, Stoned Alice. She was so wrinkled, bumpy and crinkled, that Alice looked like one big callus.
She loved me, me best of all. She's my woman, all in all. She's my lover, and she's my ball. I roll around, I have a lot of fun. She always whispers to me softly, said, "Bo Diddley, you the one." Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, sure enough. I hold her in my arms and I kiss her real gentle. She said, "My, I'm feeling real real. Take it easy, baby. Your temperature running hot. You gonna start them after me, woman. Oh, baby, what you got? You're my ball. You're my rubber ball. Up the telephone and call. called a poet home. He says, hey, little boy, you better let my daughter know. I says, oh, yeah. He says, oh, yeah. I says, mm-hmm. He says, you know, yeah. Her mother got mad and started to jump and shout. They started to run down there and have the cops to carry me out. I says, oh, yeah. She says, mm-hmm. I says, oh, yeah. My papa says, sure enough. I says, but I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
If you're all alone, you need someone, call me up and I come running. Reconsider me, reconsider me. If there's still a past makes you dead, darling, that was then and this is now. Reconsider me, reconsider me. And let me make you sad again, cause I swear that I've changed since then. And I promise I'll never make you cry. Slip bygones be forgotten and reconsider me, reconsider me, reconsider me, reconsider me. You can go and be what you wanna be, it'll be alright. If we disagree, I'm the one who cares, and I hope you see, I'm the one who loves you. Reconsider me. Let's let bygones be forgotten. Reconsider me. Reconsider me. Sad again, cause I swear that I've changed since then. And I'll never make you sorry if you try. And I'll never make you sad again, cause
It's Johnny's birthday. It's Johnny's birthday. And we would like to wish him all the very best. It's Johnny's birthday. It's Johnny's birthday. And it's so nice to have you back, so be our guest. And Johnny's birthday. And Johnny's birthday. We'd like to wish you all what you would wish yourself.
I don't even know myself. It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
Now let's hear the story of Bo Diddley, the rock and roll scene in general. Bo Diddley was born in Ellis McDaniels in a place called Macomb, Mississippi, about 1926. He moved to Chicago about 1938, where his name was eventually changed to Bo Diddley. He practiced a guitar every day and sometimes into the night, till his papa's hair began to turn white. His pa said, "Son, listen here, I know you can stay, but that guitar's just got to go." So he pulled his hat down over his eyes and headed on out for them western skies. I think Bob Dylan said that. He hit New York City. He began to play the polo in Harlem. Good scene there. Everybody raving. One day, one night, came a Cadillac. Four headlights. Came a man with a big, long, fat cigar. He said, "Come here, son, I'm gonna make you a star." Bo Diddley said, "What's in it for me?" A man said, "Shut your mouth, son, play a guitar, you just wait and see." Well, Bo made it. He made it real big. And so did the rest of the rock and roll scene along with him. And a white guy called Johnny Otis took Bo Diddley's rhythm. He changed it into hand jive. And it went like this. In a little old country town one day, a little old country band began to play. Had two guitars and a beat up saxophone. When the drummer said, "Go," those cats began to roll. Changes made due to circumstances beyond our control, such as payola. The rock and roll scene died after 2 years of solid rock. And you got discs like
"Take Good Care of My Baby," "Please Don't Ever Make Her Blue," and so forth.
About 1 year later, in a place called Liverpool in England, the four young guys with mop haircuts began to sing stuff like, "It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog," and so on. A place called Richmond in Surrey, way down in the deep south, I got guys that had long hair down the back singing, "Be your lover, baby, wanna be your man, yeah," and all that jazz. Well, we've been doing this number of Bo Diddley for quite some time now. Bo Diddley visited this country last year, and we were playing the Club of Go-Go in Newcastle, our hometown. And the doors opened one night, and to
surprise, walked in the man himself, Bo Diddley. Along with him was Jerome Green, his maraca man, and the Duchess, his gorgeous sister. Now we're doing this number. Along with them came Rolling Stones and the Mersey Beats. They all stand around digging it. And I overheard Bo Diddley talking. He turned around to Jerome Green, he said, "Hey, Jerome, what do you think of these guys doing our material?" Jerome said, "Where's the ball, man? Please show me to the ball." He turned around to Dutchess and he said, "Hey, Dutch, what do you think of these young guys doing our material?" She said, "I don't know. I only came across here to see the changing of the gods and all that jam." Well, Bo Diddley looked up at me and he said, with half-closed eyes and a smile, he said, "Man," took off his glasses. He said, "Man, that sure is the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard in my life."
want you back again.
Yeah. little slur. Something's wrong with him or her, and it seems so black and white. Good enough to start a fight. There's so much more worth fighting for. Believe me, life's not a
sure gave it a before, huh? The jack. She's got the. She told me she had a stripe. The. She's got the. Fill the house. The jack. 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 Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. We have a song. Okay, who handed out the beer? We have a song about the biggest...